Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
But Ashton Gelati is a guy, as Andy Reid said, you can never have enough good pass rushers. He said this many times. He said it when they drafted Felix, just keep throwing darts. Get your pass rusher. It's such an elite position. Think of elite positions like left tackle, edge rusher, shutdown corners, wide receivers. Of course, the quarterback is your number one position, but not just outside the quarterback, what positions. But you have to be able to get to the quarterback because the Chiefs were, in Super Bowl 57, they were number two in the NFL in sacks. The next year against San Francisco, they were number two in the NFL in sacks. They slid back and tied for 18th this past year and getting to the quarterback. And you saw how important that is. I mean, Philly was getting to Mahomes. They didn't even blitz. There was no like design blitzes. They were just getting to him with their front. But it's very important to get back to the quarterback. So I like Barron, the best pick in the first round from the AFC West, Jahdae Barron from Texas, the cornerback to Denver. I didn't like the rest of their draft in Denver. I thought that was pretty pedestrian. But the first round, I thought they did better. And that's over Ashton Jeanty and Omarion Hampton that were drafted in the AFC West. Everybody AFC West load up these running backs. I'm like, who cares? That doesn't stop the Kansas City Chiefs. That doesn't stop Patrick Mahomes. If you're going to use the excuse, well, they can eat up the clock. Well, maybe so. But a shutdown corner, opposite side, Patrick Surtain, that will. That is how you go and combat Patrick Mahomes. I had their head coach on, Jeff Brohm, who played for a lot of NFL teams. Former quarterback, played in the XFL, did a lot of different things. Brohm's a very aggressive individual. He was George Karloftis' coach at Purdue, and Hagan, his defensive coordinator, came with him from Purdue to Louisville. So they had Ashton Gelati as well. And they corresponded, gave each other the phone numbers. And so George Karloftis, believe it or not, actually did film study with Ashton way before he was even a Chief. They would do film study. What are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? I loved it, man, because it showed George kind of in that coaching role getting into it. And I'll say this touch, too. When Ashton gets to Kansas City, you know, in the offseason, Tom Bali works with George a lot on his hands and jiu-jitsu fighting and everything else. I guarantee Ashton will be part of that, too. I mean, heck, his brother's an MMA fighter, so you know he's going to be doing that. But Jeff Brohm, the head coach at Louisville, I asked him about this because Ashton talked about this when he was drafted in his press conference. He talked about George Karloftis, and I thought, okay, it's a pretty nice fit having a coach to coach both those guys. But this is where Brohm thinks the best fit is for Ashton, who, by the way, could play three technique, could play five, but he'll probably predominantly play in wide nine on the outside on the edge for the Chiefs. But in Chris Jones fashion, he can move to the inside. This is where Coach Brohm thought was best fit was.
Well, I really see him similar as George. I think, when George came in, you saw him as a defensive end. But can you move him around and do some different things? Yes. And as I watch the games, obviously I don't watch them as much as you guys. I see him on the edge quite a bit. And, Ashton, I think it's very similar. Yes, can you move him inside? Sure you can, and I'm sure they'll be creative in their packages, but he can play defensive end at that size, and he does a great job with it. And I think, don't let the 6'3 size that's not 6'5 confuse you. This guy can play football, and he can get in the backfield, and he does a lot of different ways. So I see him as an edge player, but of course, any creativity of moving around, I think he'll be great at it.
And one of the big knocks on him through the draft process, talked about a lot, I think it's more important for offensive linemen to hear about arm length all the time, and it is pretty prevalent. NFL teams do look at it. That's one knock on Ashton, was his arm length, but of course he's on defense, not offense, but it does matter getting around the tackles and what you can do, because certainly at 31, a little over 31-inch arms, and going against somebody with 35-inch arms, it can be different. So I asked, we asked Jeff Brohm about that.
Well, I think that's the one negative, you know, people had on him, is maybe he wasn't at that 6'5 range and had that great length. But all players are built differently. And I just think that, you know, we knew with Ashton that this guy was going to be demand a lot of attention from the offense, which he did for us this past year. He still created the same amount of pressure, just not as many sacks, but he was in the backfield. He creates tremendous push just by his get off and his power and explosiveness. He's got more quickness than you think. He ran a 4.640 at that weight. So I just think he makes up for it through intensity, through talent, through work ethic. And I think anytime you can get a guy that plays that relentless.
And he can play wherever the Chiefs want him as far as his weight's concerned, whether it's 270, whether it's 280, wherever they want him to play, he'll do it. It is a guy, and I know you heard you're tired of the cliche, that does love the game of football, but I did ask Coach Brohm to give me more comparisons with Karloftis and Ashton.
Well, I'll tell you, it's eerie similar. It really is. I know when we had Ashton here, it's like, man, we might have us another George Karloftis. And, you know, Ashton is just a guy that has a lot of similar traits. I mean, he plays relentless. He's powerful. He gives great effort. He's one of those guys off the field that you don't have to worry about anything. This guy is going to bring it every day at work. He's going to work in the off season to do everything right, just like George has. I think he can be a 10 to 15 year player. He keeps his body healthy. And I just think he's going to give such great effort and intensity on every play that, you know, he's going to do great things for the Chiefs.
10 to 15 year player, that might be pie in the sky, to be honest with you. 15 years is a long time. That is a long time. Then you're talking about an edge being around 40 years old. I don't think you're going to see that. Hey, if we can get him through two contracts, that's a win. Because eventually things are going to come up with George and his contract and which direction you're going to go. Now, if he's really good with Ashton and they have a good bond, it's going to be harder and harder to get rid of him unless you think you have found George Karloftis' replacements, which I'm not saying they won't go and do, which it could happen.
Here's the thing, and I hope Coach Brohm is correct. Coach Brohm's job is also to go on the radio in Kansas City and tell you how good his player was. It's called recruiting.
Like, he's been nails on it so far.
He has been nails, but there's an element of he's recruiting right now. He's letting people in the area know, look, I've put two guys on Kansas City who are good, so I'm a little bit of grain of salt with what he's saying. I'll say this, though. If the Chiefs found George Karloftis in the third round with Ashton Gelati and he hits the ground running, which George Karloftis kind of did. I mean, it took him about half a season. But once he got going in Kansas City, he got going. The sad reality is the drafting of Ashton Gelati, if he turns into George Karloftis, probably means the Chiefs are going to walk on actual George Karloftis, because if they found his replacement in the third round and can get equal production out of him, big ifs.
Yeah.
He'll play here for 5 years, then he'll go get paid by someone else, because if they found George Karloftis in round three, they are not keeping real-life George Karloftis on Kansas City's team.
Yeah, I'm with you. A little bit undersized, but he's got that motor. We'll see what happens. I am curious to see both him and George on this team. Again, this collection of pass rushers, they're starting to add up, but I love this draft pick.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.